Hi everyone, welcome to Better Together and As We podcast. For future reference, As We, as an ASWE, stands for the Alzheimer's Society of Windsor and Essex County. This podcast will feature engaging conversations with guests ranging from community leaders to care partners and persons living with dementia to raise awareness about this disease. You're listening to Better Together and As We podcast, and this is episode 26. My name is Cindy, and I'm joined today by Kwaku and Marianne. Kwaku is a care partner to his wife, Marianne, and today they're just going to be talking about their journey so far. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. How about you?
Good. I'm so happy to have you guys here. I just want to start off with telling our listeners a little bit about you guys, about yourselves.
Okay, how we met.
Yes.
Okay. It's a long story, but I'll make it short. We both met, we were both volunteers when we were in school.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a project going on in Marianne's hometown that was in Ghana. And my uncle was the contractor over there, and I joined him, and Marianne was a student from a different school.
Mm-hmm.
We met there, and one thing led to the other, and here we are.
Yay. How long have you guys been married for?
49 years now.
49 years? Look at you, Mary. When did you guys move to Canada?
1974,
and you've always lived in Windsor, or you guys lived somewhere else before?
No, we lived in Toronto, and initially when I came down here, I was here before she joined me.
Mm-hmm.
And just doing odd jobs in Toronto, but then I had an electrical engineering degree back in Ghana, so I decided to continue my education. And I applied to University of Windsor. We came down here, we fell in love with the place, and never went back.
Never went back. Windsor feels like home to you guys, right?
Yeah.
And how many kids do you guys have?
Well, I was going to say that next.
We got three.
Three kids and grandchildren. Do you guys have any?
Three grandchildren. The girls, like our children, two girls and then a boy. And then we got two grandsons and a granddaughter. She's adorable.
Oh, do you guys help with the grandchildren a lot?
We picked up Mondays to do babysitting. She goes to daycare, but just for grandparents bonding, we picked Mondays
mm-hmm.
to babysit, and we're enjoying it.
Yeah, basically, they're teachers.
What kind of activities do you guys do with your grandchildren?
Okay.
Pardon me?
What kind of activities do you guys do with your grandchildren?
Oh, the two boys are older, and they are involved in a lot of sports. Right now, they are into basketball. Winter time, no, summertime, they do track and field. They do, they play baseball, soccer. Like, there's no time at all to do anything else. They're just always so busy.
Right. They're doing a lot of activities right now, eh?
Yeah.
And other than moving from Toronto to Windsor and starting, you know, your life here. Wait, were any of the kids were born all in Windsor?
Yeah, they were all born in Windsor.
All born in Windsor. Have you visited back home in Ghana? Have you gone to visit?
Yeah. Before, we weren't going too often, but now that we are both retired, we made it a point to go every year. Now, with Marianne's situation, it's just on and off. We're still deciding, you know, to go and try it this year, see how she feels.
When did Marianne get diagnosed?
2019.
And what were some signs that you saw before the diagnosis?
I personally didn't really pay too much attention. And even until the doctor that was something that happened, and the doctor gave us sent a report. That's when I found out it was in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
She's always been stubborn, so it was hard to detect.
Stubborn or strong-willed, right, Marianne?
All of the above.
So after the initial diagnosis, was Marianne working or were you guys already retired?
We were both retired.
Already retired. And what did you do for work, Kwaku?
I worked for the Windsor Essex County, what do you call it, Catholic School Board.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the IT department.
Oh, right. That's how you know Karen.
Yeah. Karen was a teacher at Brennan, and I was at the main board office. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Such a small world.
Yeah, it sure is.
And Marianne, what did you do?
Well, I don't even remember. My mind is gone already.
Kwaku can help you with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She worked at the Met Hospital. Started as a healthcare aide from Riverview. There used to be a Riverview Hospital or something like that.
Was that on the West End?
It was on Riverside. Then they moved to IUD.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved them to Met Hospital.
Oh, okay.
That's where she retired from.
And what was your favorite part about your job, Kwaku?
Oh, just dealing with people. I dealt with principals and senior administration and you name it, ordering stuff for different schools, IT stuff, generally every IT issues, the hardware department,
mm-hmm. That
was my responsibility, and I enjoyed dealing with people and being online, talking to customers, and it was fun.
Yeah, I can tell from meeting the both of you that you guys are very outgoing people.
Thank you.
She's more than me.
Yeah. Marianne and I spent a good amount of time last week together, and I figured out that she was very, very outgoing.
Yeah. That's her. I'm a little bit reserved compared to her, but everybody is different.
I think she brings it out of you, because if Marianne starts meeting people and chatting it up, you're going to be right there with her.
Yeah. Sometimes I walk away.
So after the initial diagnosis with Marianne, how did it change your day-to-day living or day-to-day life?
It's not easy. It's like before she was independent, and you know, she went to the east and I went to the west. and now it got to a point, especially with driving, I could tell, mm-hmm. was becoming difficult to gauge distances, and the patience also was just going down. So we decided she wasn't going to be driving. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, there was no fuss. And from then on, everywhere we are together, I can't leave her behind. there are certain things that, you know, you like to do, but situation is not permitting, and it's rough sometimes, but we're dealing with it.
Yep. And you gotta take it day by day.
Oh yes. Yeah.
And
for better, for worse. Yeah. For better, for worse. Oh.
And I feel like you guys are spending, now that you're spending more time together, you're getting to know one another more.
Yeah, that's true.
I read, I was reading through stats of just, you know, how it is for an individual to live through their lifetime and how much time they spend with family, friends, their spouse, their kids, and their coworkers. It is so wild the amount of time that one individual spends with their spouse, because you know, that's their partner, that's their teammate, and they go through all these life changes together. So I thought that was really cool to read about that. And it's true. You know, you build a life together, your kids get older, they build their own family, and then, you know, they eventually leave the nest, and then you guys have each other, and you gotta learn more about each other and go through different life phases again together.
It's true.
Yep, it's really cool to read about that. So how did you become involved with the Alzheimer's Society?
I think our older daughter, she's into a whole lot of things. She's an optometrist, and she gets involved with quite a few of social things, and it suggested that I didn't know too much about it, you know, I'll be honest. And we figured going through it will help either way, because if you're going to meet with a lot of people who are going through the same thing, at least you have a lot to talk about and share ideas. So that's how we got involved.
And was that shortly after, or you guys waited a couple?
I wasn't like from the time she was diagnosed. It was a lot of it. It was later.
It was later
because, like I said, it took me a while to actually know about the diagnosis. So I didn't do too much right from the beginning. And like I said, my daughter is she's into these things, and I got a lot of truth, you know, from through her.
Yep.
A lot of it's coming from her. Yep.
So she's been helping you two a lot throughout this journey.
When she realized what was going on with me, she just took over the whole world. I put it that way. But yeah, he and dad were just, you know, you can't even describe it.
Well, hopefully I get to meet her one day. Maybe you can suggest her having her at one of our memory cafes.
With a busy schedule, but we can work it out.
No, she probably has a really busy. You can bring your grandchildren too. Did you know that?
Oh, okay, that would be great.
Yeah, we will be more than happy to accommodate your grandchildren if you bring them. And that brings me to my next question for you guys. What programs have you guys participated in since becoming involved with the Alzheimer's Society?
Yeah, it's the day program. Actually, when we came in here to sign up for it, my oldest daughter was with us. Mm-hmm. She's the one who knew all about all these, like I said. I had zero idea about that. I'll be honest. Anyway, but we came in here together and we signed the documents. We are involved with the day program, and then also the memory cafe, which is held at the end of every last Wednesday in the month at Ojibwe.
And what days do you attend the day program, Marian? Is it Thursday? Kwiku, is it Thursday? I'm pretty
sure. It's Thursday. Yeah. I just wanted to answer. It's Thursday.
It's okay. Marianne, how do you like the day program?
Oh, yeah, it's great. You know, that is very good.
What's your favorite parts about it?
The talking thing. I'm going to say everything there I like. So.
You like everything about it?
Yeah, because I can sit home, or, you know, I can walk by myself or do all these things, and what's the purpose? But when you know that, you know, somebody spends time and somebody do this and with you, and this is what is there. Mm-hmm. It means a lot to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So much love.
I can tell that you enjoy being there. Every
Yeah.
time I walk through that door, you have the biggest smile on your face.
Are you there?
Yep, I see
Is
you. I come visit you.
it? Yeah. So it makes it easier for us, you know. It's me that will be going on and on and on, you
Yeah.
know, but yeah, it's very good.
Yep, it keeps you busy, and there's other people that you can spend your day with, and you're learning new things. You're getting to have great conversations with people. Kweku, what do you do while Marianne's at the day program?
Yeah, sometimes I have to do shopping, and there, when I go out with her looking for stuff, sometimes she's impatient, and I have to go through the aisle and check and check. And so this time, if I'm by myself, I spend time and go through aisle by aisle and, you know, make sure that I'm not rushing. And a lot of times too, I have a walking partner that we do walk a lot. So once I drop her off, I go to the riverfront. My walking partner, McPerry, and we start from Haramoka all the way to the bridge and back.
Wow. How long does that take you?
Been going on for a while.
10K, you know, it depends on what mood we are in. It could be maximum 2 hours, or, you know, less than that.
Wow, that is impressive, Kweku.
We had it there a while ago.
Oh, I did not know that. That's amazing. And you guys still walk throughout winter every season?
Yeah. One time we got on there and started raining, so we started questioning each other who was the crazy one to still insist we walk.
How long have you been doing this for?
Oh, we both retired together in 2012, and we've been doing it from that time.
Oh my goodness, that is so amazing.
Yeah.
It's really great for your health, your brain health especially.
Yeah.
The two young kids. You see them.
Sometimes we push it, sometimes we slow down.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I'm really proud of you for doing that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I want to live longer. So.
You what?
I want to live longer. I'm not leaving until I'm 100. So.
Oh yes. I'm pushing for that too.
I used to do it religiously, but then when I got a little bit of what I have, it's not a big deal to me, but he goes, you know.
Maybe Marianne, a walk around the neighborhood is just fine. You don't have 10K.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Sometimes,
I didn't even say that to you. Yeah, no. That is fair.
Sometimes after finish the 10K, I go home and still have to go with it.
So we have to do that, but it's not distant that I used to go where he's at. I haven't even been there for a while, but around what he's talking about, people that don't even care even know me when I the time that I very very run into.
And our son lives about two doors down, so sometimes he comes over and goes around, you know, walk around with her. And one daughter of ours, she's a teacher, and her school is just maybe two blocks away. She comes over and takes her for a walk. And then the older one. So once in a while, you know, last time they came in, the grandchild, the granddaughter, they'll bring the stroller, and then they'll just walk around the neighborhood.
Yeah, really nice.
That's a really great idea. So
there's always something going on. Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody seems to be taking turns, just enjoying Marianne's company.
Yeah. You never know how long it's going to be, so we're enjoying it. As right now, that at least we can do stuff with her.
What is your guys' favorite part about Memory Cafe?
Memory Cafe, the group of people that we meet there, it's so much fun, especially the games. And me especially, I like dealing stuff with Mike.
Mike, right?
Yes.
The two of us, it's fun. It's
Yeah,
fun.
like brothers are and more than brothers. Whatever. Yeah.
You
Yeah.
guys are awesome together. Every time I see you two together, it's always just good energy and smiles and laughing. I love it.
It's so interesting. One day we went there and he comes to me and says, "Tafu, today, let's pick a game and just let everybody look at us." I said, "You got
Not a
it."
young kid. And that day, I think it was the axe throwing game, right? I'm so happy that you guys enjoy those games and coming to Memory Cafe because I feel like it's so important for our clients to have, something like this happen once a month.
Oh yes. It's too bad, she goes to the day program on Thursdays. Otherwise, the other one is even closer to us.
Yes.
Tecumseh. But her day program falls on the same day.
Yep. It maybe it'll change in the new year, but for now it is on Thursdays. And I'm hoping maybe we can get some more days if we can. Because it looks like everyone's having a lot of fun together.
Oh yes. And it's so nice watching people like that, just making the best out of things. And it's amazing. It's amazing. Everybody got different issues, and to come together like that and see people really making it, trying hard to do the best they can. No amount of money can pay for that.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I love the Memory Cafe because no one asks questions, no one judges, everyone is just all getting along and having a good time for that 2 hours, and it just feels so amazing to feel the energy in that room during that time. Cleveland, he's volunteers with us and he is always willing to help, and he was once a client with us, so that it's just an amazing circle of people who really care.
Oh yes. It's a nice group of people. It's no doubt about it.
I'm looking forward to seeing you guys at our next week. I think it is. Yeah,
Next Wednesday.
it'll be a good one. I have some things planned for you guys.
Oh, okay. That's the secret. Keep it secret.
Yes.
I won't. I won't tell Mike. I said I won't tell Mike.
Okay, good. Don't tell him. What are some things you've learned about yourself so far on this journey?
Since this happened, I think patience is very, very important. And if you don't really know what somebody is going through, especially somebody who could do stuff on her own all this time, and now it's more or less like asking questions and not knowing what to do. It's very frustrating. And whoever is in a situation like this, taking care of a person like that needs a lot of patience. That's all I pray for most of the time. More patience. I'm very patient, but I think I need more, even more.
And I think it and I think everybody needs to hear that. Even if they're not going through this, patience is needed through every aspect of our life. And what's one way that you practice patience, Kwaku?
Take a deep breath. And also, watch how you respond. Sometimes I'm guilty, And my son would say, okay, you guys got history, you know, because you were both strong headed. So sometimes you forget yourself. But I think it's very, very important to have understanding and patience. Mm-hmm. And that does it. That's the most important aspects that a caregiver, any caregiver, should be maybe looking forward to. If you don't have it, you start practicing it.
Yep. And I'm sure Marianne appreciates your patience, right, Marianne?
Very, very. You won't believe it, you saying that, because what he was saying, I was going to add to it and just say that, you know, what he had done is nothing very, very that it should be or shouldn't be. That's the way it is. And he's done it all. I can want this and he basically will even know. I mean, like I'm about to even to cry. You know, yeah. And that's how it is. Mm-hmm. Where you just, somebody is there and the way they are, everything. And I'm not joking, everything. And sometimes I have to stop and talk too, you know. And when I'm talking and it's like, okay. And then you realize, okay, this is how it should be if you really want to live. Mm-hmm. And we are always going to, you know, see things that even if it's your husband or whatnot, that's not what, you know, you want them to see, but that's how you've come in into.
Yes.
And then the way, he stays around and what he'll be saying, you know, or it's just unbelievable. And you don't know what to do. This is what is being done. You came up like that. Mm-hmm. And here's the person that if he has to go down and come back with everything that you need, this person can do that and will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily for me, I go, well, in a way, see, I had no clue about cooking. luckily or unluckily, during the COVID, I went to Ghana and got stuck there for 9 months.
Oh, wow.
And I had to learn how to cook. I got lots of nieces and they all wanted to help out and all that. And I said, instead of you coming to do it for me, why don't you show me how to do it?
Mm-hmm.
So they taught me a little bit about how to cook. And the rest is history. I'm loving cooking now.
Yay, wow, that's amazing.
The one who had been cooking all these years. And I'm doing the little I can to, you know, to feed us.
Yep.
And, you know, things like this, when you look at it, and somebody who would do all these things and now, you know, can't even tell the difference between microwave and oven. You know, it's sad. It's sad. Yeah. But you make the best out of it. You know?
But it shows you too, for partners, that in a relationship it takes
to tango.
Yeah, different. You know, Marianne was probably in charge of the cooking. You were probably in charge of, you know, organizing or getting things done around the house, things like that. And when things like this happen in life, you have to learn to adapt and help each other and change so that you can live a better quality of life. And I've seen that a lot with couples. Everybody has their designated roles. And then when things happen in life, you have to really be able to adapt and communicate with one another about what you need and things like that. So it just really shows that you have to be fluid and versatile in your relationships for it to work.
And cooking especially, like I said, I love it, but I don't know what I'm doing. I just, and I have to think along as I do it, I pour stuff in there. But when she sees the way I do it, I know she's going to be criticizing. So I said, you go to your room. And then when it's done, you taste it, it's good.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
How we became like the whole thing. I remember like when I was learning with my nieces, I said, oh, uncle, you put this one first, put that one. I said, they all end up in the same pot. Don't worry about it.
As long as it's edible.
That's it.
But then he became, you know, one of them. Yes. You get to that point that, oh, okay. And then it get that nicely.
I come up with my own recipes. Now I'm looking for an apron. I've gone to about 3 stores. They don't have it. I need an apron.
Honestly, cooking with a recipe sometimes is more stressful. So just do what you gotta do.
Oh no, I just throw them in, and then I don't sit down. I taste it. I put it, taste a little bit.
So you see how the guys are born and how where they put you and how with the little kids left and right, up and down, here and there.
Yeah. Women are superheroes, right, Marian?
But him, he understands everything. He knows everything. So I'm very, very lucky. If somebody else, the person would have gone and I would have been gone. One of us would, or all of us wouldn't be there. But it's not just me alone. There's so many people that have the same problem that I have, mm-hmm. whether women or men. You know, Bakweku is very, very, he's one of the smartest human beings, not because he's my wife, you know, because I've met so many people.
Your husband.
Oh, well, yeah, you're right. And if I forget something like that, okay, thanks for reminding me.
That's why you two are a package deal now. What is important for you and Marianne moving forward with this new outlook on life?
Well, we just take one day at a time, you know, and as long as we can enjoy each other, that's all we're going to do. You don't know what tomorrow will bring, but you wake up, you check yourself, you're alive, and hallelujah, it's party time.
Oh, Marianne, I'll give you a hug right now.
I'm very, very lucky, though. Because I'm sitting down there, and I could, if somebody else, because I work with a lot of people, too, you know. How people just let people go, you know, it's like...
Yeah, no, but relationship... Honestly, and this maybe goes to the young ones who are coming up or thinking about getting married in the future. You have to really be friends and care for the person. You don't go in and say, I'm going to try. If it works out, fine. If it doesn't, I'm gone. Because you were both brought up by different parents. And your upbringings are totally different. Now, when you get together, you have to learn things together, how to live together. And life is what you make it. If you think it's beautiful, it's going to be beautiful. And once you have that person in mind, that belief that, you know, this is what I intend to do, that's where truly for better for worse comes in, you know. And whilst you are young or healthy doing stuff, just enjoy life along the way. There is no special ending somewhere. Mm-hmm. You enjoy yourself along the way. Because when we were working, we went through all these saved money, and you want to travel at the end of it all, but a lot of us don't get to that point, you know? If it doesn't happen to you, it happens to your partner. Mm-hmm. So enjoy yourself every day. When you wake up, party time, you know? Don't wait till the end. That's all, that's the advice I'll give to the young ones.
once a week or 2 weeks.
You made me tear up. That was amazing, Kweku. Wow. And
it works.
Wow, yeah. You just said it perfectly. And it takes a lot of work, right?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. That's what I tell my kids. You know, we worry too much about the mortgage and this and that. Don't be there. Okay, so does it mean you're not going to really enjoy yourself until you pay off your mortgage? By the time you pay off, who knows what is going to happen?
Exactly.
You worked so hard for what? In the end, you can't even enjoy it. So from experience, enjoy your day every day you wake up. Life is what you make it.
I love that.
Thanks.
That's amazing. Wow. Let's clap it up. That was good. So that was advice for the younger generation that's listening to this podcast right now. What's your advice for a new care partner that might be going through the same thing you and Marianne are?
Yeah, that one again, I'll come back to understanding and patience. That's key. That's key. It's not easy, but then again, if everything was that easy, life would be boring. Sometimes, you mix the good with the bad, and again, you married for good, for better, for worse. So whatever comes out, you have to really have the understanding and the patience to carry it through. You never know how long it's going to be. And if you let it get to you yourself, you'll live a miserable life, and that's not the right way to go. So a lot of patience and a lot of understanding that will carry you through.
He is a patient man. We have to say that before he even stop. And that's the truth.
And I wanted to add to something that you are doing for yourself is you're taking care of yourself as well.
Oh yes.
Can't pour into an empty cup, and
You
I
see
see that you're doing that with your walks and things like that. So good for you.
Thanks.
That's really cool. So the name of our podcast is Better Together. From your perspective, what does that mean to you?
To me, it's more or less like I can sum it up like two heads are better than one. And togetherness, all these people coming up with the different experiences we're going through and all that, helps maybe what you're going through. Somebody is going through a different thing, but by exchanging ideas and working together, putting everything in the same pod, it ends up helping everybody. I might know something that somebody else didn't know, or vice versa, and we exchange ideas, and doing it together, that's the strongest way to actually come up with. We don't have solution yet, but at least be able to live with what we're going through.
That's wonderful. You see those two signs behind you?
This
Better together, better together.
Mike made those.
We were talking about that, but I had not seen this.
We'll take a picture. Well, I'll take a picture of you with it in front of him, and I'll send it to him, and we'll see what he says.
Oh yeah, Mike is amazing. We talk about it. He was into IT too, so we talk a lot. Yeah, that's we exchange ideas. And the last time, when he had that plot on, I think it was a tile.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we were discussing, the plotting of it and all that. It's
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we share ideas. We both have the same background, so it's very interesting talking about these things. He's amazing.
You both are. You all are.
Thank you. Thank you.
So thank you so much, Kwaku and Marianne, for taking the time out of your busy day to do this podcast with me. I would love to finish this podcast with some rapid fire questions. These questions are all random, and it just allows the audience to get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Okay,
So the
if I
first
can
one,
answer.
you just whatever comes to mind, that's it.
Okay.
Number one, if you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with that extra time?
Didn't have to sleep. Oh, I'll be on the computer, reading news.
Okay. If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
One food? Da 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 da. Food. I'm terrible because
You're a foodie, you love everything.
I'm always on the seafood diet, you
I think we all are.
know. Whatever I see, I eat. So it's so hard for me to say, this is my favorite, this is my favorite. So if I had to eat one food, whatever the food is available, I'll eat
All right, that's a good answer. That's a way around it.
it.
What would your perfect Sunday look like?
Okay.
Perfect Sunday. Depends on the
All right, yeah.
season. Yeah. But I will just be outdoors, just walking or spending time with friends. Yeah.
What could you give a 40-minute presentation on with absolutely no preparation?
Oh, 40-minute presentation. I think at my age, I love talking about life.
Yes, I can tell. And I think you would do really well talking to kids.
Yeah, and then I've had a lot of I've gone through a lot, so I think I can talk and talk and talk all day about life changes and all that without preparing.
I like that. And then the last question, what's the best piece of advice someone has ever given you?
The best piece of advice. Best piece of advice. Just be yourself, do the best you can, and don't compare yourself with anybody else because you don't know what they're going through. I think the best one is just to be yourself
Great.
and do the best you can.
Marianne, do you have a piece of advice to tell everyone?
Oh dear, what?
Marry the right person.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. There you go. Thank you so much, Kwaku and Marianne. It was a pleasure speaking with you two today. I hope our listeners have gained a better understanding about what it entails to go through on this journey. What you are doing is not easy, and I'm really grateful that I've met you two and I get to spend a lot of time with you guys. So hey listeners, my call to action for all of you, how can you help? Educate yourself and encourage others to do the same. Refer your circle of friends and family to our services, support our events and fundraising campaigns, and become a dementia-friendly community. Listen to new episodes on the last Friday of every month on our YouTube channel, Alzheimer Windsor. Our podcast is also available on Spotify and Amazon Music. Help for today, hope for tomorrow, and remember, we are better together. Thank you so much.
Wow,
Thank
thank you
you.
so much.
Thank you.